Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, I have David White as my returning guest. He's been reading tarot cards for the past 15 years and professionally for the past four. After working for an online psychic service as a professional reader, he didn't like many of the things he'd seen or was asked to do. So to preserve his own integrity, he decided to venture out on his own and create a small home-based business as a reader. He is an empath, clairvoyant, and sometimes medium, but his first and foremost love is being a tarot card reader. Now, I don't see David in the studio, but I did get a communication from him yesterday that he'd be Skyping in. I have not checked out the numbers in the queue, so I'm going to go through right now. I recognize a couple of you, and perhaps one of these is David. I'm going to check out the numbers I'm not familiar with. Deanna and Wendy, I see you out there. Okay, I'm coming to area code 708. And what is your name, please?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, Patricia, you are caller number two. So as soon as David gets in the studio, we'll get started.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Area code 516, what is your name, please?
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Ricky, you are caller number three, and I will be getting to you as soon as David is in the studio.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Area code 914, what is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Vi.
Hi, Vi. How are you?
Good.
Patricia, you're caller number three, and Ricky, you're caller number four. Vi dropped in the queue, but she was caller number two. Wendy, you're caller number one, and Deanna, you're caller number five. I don't know where David is. Hang in there, folks. I'm going to play a song. I don't have a phone number for him. He was going to Skype in. Vi, I'll be talking to you in a while.
Okay.
Okay, Deanna likes this one. It's one of my favorites, and it is Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away.
Trump.
Okay, I have another caller. I'll check and see if this is David, area code 831. What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Fernando.
Hi, Fernando. I'm looking for
Hi.
The guest for the show, but it's nice to talk to you. And you're caller number 6. I don't know what's going on with David. He was supposed to have called in by now. But hang in there. We'll see what happens.
Are you reading our cards?
Well, the guest that's supposed to be reading the cards is not in the studio yet, so we're waiting on him.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, the show hasn't started yet?
Pardon me?
The show hasn't started?
The show has started, but the guest isn't in the studio yet.
Okay.
So it's
so we're
a little
live
bit
right
awkward.
Now?
Yeah, he confirmed the show, so I don't know where he's at, but we'll be getting to you as soon as he gets into the studio. You have 5 callers ahead of you. Okay?
Okay, sounds
okay.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, let's try another song, folks. Let's pray that David shows up and that he realizes that we're on Eastern time, not Central time. This song is called The Power of Joy. It's by Alba Molina, and here she goes.
I'm certain believing, but I feel the way I'm thinking. And I'm clearly conceiving the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solutions. Whoa, like this I want to live. But it's really quite amazing that only I'm raising the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution. Whoa, like this I want to live.
Singing The Power of Joy. I have received a communication from David. He's trying to get into the studio. So just hang tight, folks. Hopefully the next caller will be him. We did have somebody else call in, and I don't know if that was him, and he got confused by the song. But I just sent him another email, and that's how we're communicating at present. Let me just pull up the guest schedule and tell you what's coming up. I do have Kat Edwards, who is a remarkable medium. She's going to be on a special edition show on September 23rd at 7:30 p.m. She's from Australia, and I highly recommend you calling in for that show. She is amazing. Let's see here. Who else do we have? I do produce a show every week for Ada Marie, who is a seer and a healer from Arizona. She's a remarkable woman, very talented. And that show is at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday. I also am going to be having a new psychic on September 28th by the name of Taven Whistler. And Chris Alexandria will be back on October 5th. So let's see if we have David in the studio yet. I do have a number here. Let me check out area code 216 and see if that's him. Hi, area code 216. What's your name, please?
Nope, it's Sharon. I'm not the booth.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
I don't know if you've heard, but David's not here yet. We've been communicating by email. He's supposed to be Skyping in, and usually that comes in on all ones. So, Sharon, your caller number 7, we'll get to you as long as he gets into the studio. This is kind of awkward just hanging out here like this. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just a little frustrated at the moment. Wish I could read a card or two for you folks. That's not where my talents lie. Yeah.
Oh,
well, hang in there.
Okay.
Pardon me?
That's fine. Not a problem. It's not your fault. Well, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Thank you. Okay, folks. We may have a little bit of dead air space for a while, but David has been communicating with me, so hopefully he'll be in there. I can play another song by Alba Molina, but I'm afraid it would confuse David if he doesn't understand what's going on. So I think we're just going to have dead air space for the time being. And let's just say a prayer that he tunes in to us. Hang in there, folks. I lost one of you, but that's okay. Well, rather than have dead air space, I'm going to play a song by Ed Roman called Coming My Way.
I've been looking for a good time. I've been looking every day. I've been waiting for the sunshine. It's been coming my way. And oh, it's been coming my way. I've been dancing at a hold down. Loved it to the fight with folk. I've been sipping on the moonshine. I've been telling dirty jokes. And oh, 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 it's a coming my way.
And coming my way. I do have two more calls that have come in. David. Okay, I'm going to area code 551. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kanisha.
Hi, Kanisha. I'm waiting for the guest to show up. He has communicated with me and says he's trying to get into the studio, but isn't here yet. You're caller number 7, Kanisha.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try area code 216. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, David. It's Sharon again. I accidentally hung up on accident. I already called in.
Oh, yeah. I wondered what happened to you, Sharon. Okay, well, still waiting. I'm going to give him 5 more minutes, and if he doesn't show by then, well, we'll have to do another time. But at any rate, we'll get to all of you as long as he comes into the studio. I'm committed to making sure that all of you get on. So hopefully I'll be talking to you in a bit, Sharon.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what can I play now? I don't have many songs to choose from. I do have another song by Alba Molina called The Changes in You. We'll give that a shot. And these are people that I've had on the show before, very inspirational folks.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you to know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's the straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you.
Okay, I think I see David. Let's check it out. Here's a Skype caller. Hi, is this David?
Hi, David.
Hi. Well, we hung in there.
Yeah, I was looking for the number. I couldn't. I'm in the program. I'm looking in my profile everywhere. I can't find my number. So you figured it out. Very good.
Oh, great. All right. Well, at any rate, we do have 7 callers in the queue. Would you be able to take all of them?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll make the rules clear up front so people understand, and if we can reduce some confusion, we can get more callers.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and lay out the ground rules?
Okay. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're listening right now.
They are listening, yes.
Okay. Hey, callers. Thanks for calling in and checking out the show, Dave's show, and me as a guest. So this is how I work. I ask for your first name, and if I get some information while I'm writing your first name down, and it appears to be the answer to your question, then what it is that I see in your first name, If I see anything, sometimes I don't, then that actually becomes your reading. So the answer from what I see actually is the answer. Okay. So, or if I don't see anything, then obviously we do the 3-card tarot. So it's a general reading, but in a 3-card tarot theme, unless it's real specific, if you're talking about a general question, you have to look more at the theme of the environment around the cards. Okay. So, a.k.a., let's hope, you know, it's nothing that's going to look like something negative coming your way, unless we look for more of a positive influence and things like that. I think I'm on 3. I'm sorry, I'm laying on the ground rules, but like I told David, it'll help save us time. One question.
Okay.
I may have to help you rephrase the question so that we can sometimes get 2 answers, or just to make it a little clearer, okay? And I always like to take it a minute to talk because it helps the people to get grounded and start getting, you know, really serious. Okay, so if I don't have a specific time for a job or things like that, I can most likely give you at least a season and sometimes months and things like that, okay? So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to have fun. This is my 3rd appearance on Dave's show, so I'm very happy about that. I'm glad he invited me back, so that's it. And, you know, I'm very blunt. Okay, so, you know, with discretion, but, and all, last thing, and then we can start getting into this, check out my website at frgreetings.net, frgreetings.net, because I'm in Fall River, FR, I'm in Fall River, Mass, southeast of Boston. Okay, cool, that's it, that's all I had to say, and yeah, let's enjoy the show, let's have a blast, let's have fun, let's kick ass, you know, let's help some people out and let's do this.
All right, that sounds good. I have to let the callers know that something's kind of screwy with the queue. Some of the numbers are moving around. So I apologize if I don't get to you in the exact order that I said I would, but we'll get to all of you. So just be patient, hang in there. And the first caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Hi, thank you. Very nice to meet your guest.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. Thank you for being on David's show today. We appreciate it. And I am going back to work this Monday, and I'm hopeful I'll keep the job at least 2 years and longer. What do you see?
Well, what I wrote down, what I seen, when I wrote down, let me tell you what I seen first, and if it had no relevance, that's fine. But when I wrote down your name, I seen the name of a public high school in my town. So I wanted to ask if you were a teacher, and if you're inside the education field or you're a teacher or anything like that, is that, do you understand that or not?
No, I'm not a teacher. The occupation is in a call center, and it's for the medical insurance world.
Okay, that's fine. I just had to throw it out there.
Thank you.
Okay, so I heard two questions in your question. My understanding is that you want to know how it's going to go, but I can't tell you how it's going to go for the next 2 years. So we need to narrow down the question.
My question is, am I going to keep the job at least 2 years or more?
I'm going to try, but my absolute with three cards is I really don't feel like I can go over a year. But we're going to try. Let's see. Oh, nice. Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to say a few things, and you just say yes or no, okay?
Yes.
Okay. It says that, one, it's a game. It's something you've been waiting for a long time. It's been a waiting game. You've been in this process
yes.
looking for this job for quite a while. Number two.
Yes, sir.
You did a very good job. You came up from out of nowhere like a double-edged sword. You just, like, bam, you were there. I see all the confusion, and it was, let's just, for lack of a better word, it was a very cloudy situation, okay? So, and then number three, I mean, you, in a way, you sort of blended into this place. And the last card shows someone's very, very happy. It's an excellent card. It's material and spiritual prosperity, okay? And this guy's looking at a beautiful, soft sun in front of him, and he's in a palace, basically. So, you know, that speaks a million words. So my answer is, I think yes. I can't say 2 years. I can't honestly go out that far. But I can only say 6 months at this point. But it looks good. It looks really good. So whatever it is that you did, keep on doing it.
And well, I start Monday. So hopefully I'll be staying there a lot longer than 6 months, though. You can only see 6 months in the future for everybody?
No, I'm only with three cards.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unless there's a major arcana card, if a major arcana card comes up, then I'll push it to a year. But normally I don't. And that's only because of the limited number of cards. That's all. Okay?
Okay. Well, I guess as long as I'm in control of when I leave, that's what's important. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good. I think that the most important thing, because what's also important about a tarot card reading, listen, is that you get a message from spirit. See, honestly, that's what I feel like my job is. So I have two jobs I have to do. And I think it's a great message, especially when you confirmed it, that this has been a long time waiting. And you did
yes.
it. And you get in there. And, you know, and you're a very grounded person. You understand how people work. I can say a lot of things and go on and on. But as far as time frames, you have to be very careful. I don't take those lightly. Okay, Wendy, I hope that helped you.
God bless. That was wonderful. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Take care,
Wendy. Okay. Patricia is next. Patricia, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Tricia.
Hi. My question is, do you see me getting employment within the month?
Within the month. Let's see. You got something going on Thursday? next Thursday?
Not that I know of yet.
Okay. Ah, because I wrote your name and Thursday just jumps right out at me. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to switch decks. I'm going to use a Rider Waite instead of John Hollins for this one. Hold on. What were you looking at? You said 6 months?
Within the month or so.
Within a month?
Yes.
I don't see it within the month. I don't see it within a month, but I see what's going on but I don't see it within the month. But it doesn't matter in a way, because if you don't get the one within the month, it's not going to matter much, because the one that you do get, you got the 9 of cups. It only goes up to 10. So, I mean, this means that you're going to be very, very happy once you get, you know, what you get. And that's the most important card. That's the most important card. So you may have to wait a little, you know, kind of like that's how spirit works. You may have to pass over one, but, you know, if you can hold it out a little bit longer and they know that, they'll line you up for something better, because this is going to make you very happy. And that's
great.
What I see. So, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry I don't have much more information, but that's what I see, and that's definitely how I feel. And yeah.
Okay.
So hold on a little bit longer, okay? If you do, fantastic. But if you don't, then it won't be much longer, and I think you're gonna be much happier. I really
do. Thank
you
so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Patricia, and thank you for your patience, too. Sorry to cut you off. Okay, Ricky is the next caller, and Ricky, you're live.
Hi, Dave. How you doing? I'm Ricky from Long Island.
Hey, Ricky.
I happen to be a blind person, and I have a more serious question. I know you can't give a diagnosis or anything like that, but I'm going through some health problems, and I just had some testing done yesterday, and I'm supposed to speak to the doctor again on Monday. I was wondering if the cards would say anything of the outcome of this. It's been going on for a couple of years now.
I can take a look. You're asking more about the outcome. You know, let me ask you a question real quick, because I actually was going. Sometimes I'll be sitting there, and some people call it daydreaming. But I go through scenarios in my head and going, you know, I'm like, what am I thinking about that for? And sometimes it's because it's going to come up in a reading. So I'm curious. I want to ask you a question. We're going to do the cards, but I want to ask you a question. One, have you recently had surgery?
No, it's not about surgery. It's actually I'm totally dizzy all the time. And they've given me tests, and all the tests have come back normal or negative. And yesterday, I just had all this big. I had all these blood tests done yesterday, and the only thing they found out was that I had my potassium level is super, super, super low.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm going to call the doctor Monday and see what the other test results are. You know, and I just want to see if I can just resolve this problem soon.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Yeah, Tarot. Yeah, we can do it with Tarot. I just had to ask because it kind of went a lot deeper than that, what I had seen. But okay, so now this is going to be really strictly a spirit message for you. So this is important for you, and this is what spirit has to tell you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, hang on. Yes, all right. So let me take a look. Okay, and this is what it says. It says that somebody who's already, who's very harvested all their fruits, they're very good at it. It says a whole lot about you, what you do and how good you are at using it and so on and so forth. But long story short, this man has everything he has, everything he needs. He's at home, he has food, he has sustenance, and AKA he's just kind of happy with what he has, right? The second card, this card, I love this card. This card is a man on a beach with the emotional withdrawal, okay, all it's saying is that you will be doing some soul searching about what led up to the point that you're at now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't stay there forever. All it's saying, and listen, part of how people read tarot is they remember when these cards were important to them in their life. And so it comes in sort of like visions. Oh, okay, wow, I remember exactly how I felt then, and that helps to relate the feeling. So it's saying that it has been a journey, and you are soul searching right now up to the point. But this is the best part. Whoever your doctor is, he's really good. I mean one of the best, because this is a major arcana card, and this is a teacher, and he's there to show everyone wisdom, and this guy knows what he's talking about. And he doesn't show up. He never shows up unless you're the teacher or it's somebody who's going to come and provide lots of help. Okay, so I feel very good about that. That says a world of information, okay? I don't know how you feel about him, but
he's a man of very few words. So I usually presume if he's not saying anything, it means that the test have been coming back normal, but that doesn't give me any kind of resolution, because he's not finding out. Sure. We can't find out what the problem is.
Okay, is this a different doctor or the same? It's a different doctor, right?
No, I have just one doctor, a cardiologist, and I was sent to him by my general practitioner, and I've been going mm-hmm. to him. Well, I started going to him, and then I stopped 3 years ago, and now I started again because the problem, the dizziness and everything has gotten worse, and he's putting me through a battery of tests, and mm-hmm. just, like I said yesterday, he sent a nurse to my house because I am blind, and they took a whole bunch of tests, and they called me from his office last night, and they were very upset because that's one test that they took with the potassium was so low. And I said, well, I'm not going to the hospital, so I'll wait till Monday, call him back, and see what he wants me to do. I'll go to his office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I pulled two more cards just now, and it's saying that you'll be moving on from this. Within 6 months, you'll be moving on. You'll be at a different level. So I don't think it's – I know you're concerned right now, but honestly, I don't see a train wreck coming your way. And trust me, if there was one coming your way, I would know it. Okay. So I would, trust me, and I would tell you, because that's what people pay me to do.
Right.
But this
right.
is saying that you're gonna move on. You're gonna move on from this. Within 6 months, you're gonna be on. You're gonna be going to the next level. And right in front of that, you have a family. I always say two children, but it could be just one. And they're very happy. They're standing in front of their home. There's a rainbow above it. And it's gonna turn out fine. Honestly, I really feel that way. I do.
I hope so, because it's been going on for 3 years now, and I just can't, you know, I'm so frustrated. I can't even function. I'm so dizzy all the time. So
yeah, well, because you function a lot of the time with your, because you're very intuitive. It's saying that your crown chakra is open. So,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, being blind, that doesn't surprise me, you know, because
right.
you probably feel like he's throwing smoke up your butt and things like that as you're listening to him, because, you know, obviously you're going to be more sensitive to other forms of communication mm-hmm. than most people and all that stuff. And it's telling me that that's going on, and you do an awful lot of it. So, you know, I'm sure dreams and all that kind of stuff. So, but if you don't know what the crown chakra is, you should look it up. Okay. Just look it up. You're going to be fascinated.
All right.
I think it's going to go safe. Well, I think it's going to go well. Don't be afraid. Don't be
much.
Worried. Don't be afraid. Yeah.
I want it to be over. So, all right, but thanks a lot. I appreciate your help. Bye.
You're welcome.
Take care, Ricky. All right.
I seen something like an hour before the show, and it was about someone who had just had stitches, and they couldn't figure out why they kept on getting sick. And I'm like, it's behind the stitches. I'm seeing it. Like, it's behind the stitches. It's kind of like a mold, and it's just like a bacteria. So it could be an infection. That's why I just had to.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you were wondering if there was surgery going on?
Yeah, if he had just had surgery or surgery planned, exactly. Okay, Dave, let's go.
All right, Vi is our next caller, and Vi, you're live.
Hi, David. Do you need me to spell my full name out?
No, if you can just say it. No, just say it for me slowly.
It's Faiza.
Faiza. Okay. Faiza.
And yes, Faiza. And the. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The question that I had was, I'm pretty good at identifying synchronicity. I've done a lot of reading up on it. A gentleman recently cut ties with me, and yet and still I keep experiencing some strong synchronicity that pertains to him. And so my question was, I just wanted to know if he was permanently out of my life.
You want the short answer?
Whatever
no.
You can give me. No.
Well, I think you. No, I mean, I think you just answered your own. I think you just answered your own question. We're still going to do a reading, sweetie. I'm just saying. I think that you just answered your own question. You said I'm familiar with synchronicity, but yeah, I keep on thinking about him or seeing him in my synchronicities. Right? Was that the question? Okay.
Right, but even if I'm not thinking about him, it keeps, you know. This thing keeps coming up, so that's why I thought I would just kind of check in on it.
Oh, absolutely. No, I know what you're trying to say. You know, listen, I do it all the time, and it took me years. It took me years to figure out that when my ex-girlfriend, who I went out for a very, very long time, when she's communicating with me, I know it, and we're not
okay.
Even talking, but I do. I mean, I just do. And normally it's from the time of days. The time of day I get the feeling. And what used to happen during that time of day and things like that. So, but let's take a look. So I'm going to rephrase a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see. Try and rephrase it. I don't want to say, is he affecting her and her synchronicities, but I want to ask. Let's just ask Spirit. Spirit, what does she need to know right now? What does Faiza need to know right now concerning her question? Because I'm having a very hard time formulating a question, so I'm going to put it into their hands.
I wanted to know if he was permanently gone.
Mm-hmm. No, Faiza, I don't think it was you. I think it was more me. Hang on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, let's see. You know, this wisdom, if you had been listening, this wisdom guy came up again. He's right in front of this reading. I would say yes. And I would say yes because, one, this card, conflict and defeat, it's not a very good, in other decks, it's not a very, very good card. Long story short, I think it is. I think that you're sick of the sacrifice and you're sick of giving everything you've given and it's just, you know. And I think that you're going to find, this is saying within like 2 years, like none of this stuff's really going to matter. Will you ever really be gone? I don't think so because another guy came up in his authority. And this guy's not a very nice person. He's not a very good authoritarian. So I don't think he'd be gone forever. He may pop up here and there. But I think it's done. I think you're done with him. You know, you sacrifice enough. It's done.
Okay, and should I ignore the synchronicity? Should I just chalk it up to coincidence and just let it be?
Well, I'm not exactly sure which synchronicities you're talking about. So, you know, it could be a lot of things. I'm not sure what the thoughts you're putting into this. I don't know what that specific synchronicity means to you. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's a big subject. I can't go into it here. I could look into it in another way, but I couldn't do it right now. But you
okay,
could
I
look
gotcha.
Into it with Tarot, absolutely. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, sweetie. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, God bless. Okay, our next caller is Deanna, and I'm just trying to disconnect from Faiza. Okay, Deanna, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, David.
Hey.
Hi.
The other David, too. I'm glad that you made it in, and thank you for that. And as far as my question, I keep getting into this miscommunications work-wise, mm-hmm. and doubts and things, and it seems like there's something standing in my way. Or mm-hmm. can you formulate a question about work to your cards and see what comes
sure.
up?
Sure. Absolutely. You know, things like this. So this is what I say. I'm like, let's just go direct. So we're just going to ask them. So what does... Hey, Plano? How do you say your name?
Deanna.
Deanna.
Yeah.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. David.
Oh, when I first seen, that's what it was. When I first seen, I seen a piano. I heard music. Then I seen some little cartoon character saying that, and talking about a little, being a little artsy and all these other things. But okay, back to the. I'm just talking real fast, and all these things scrambling in my mind. But what can we tell her? What can you tell her? Spirit, your spirit guides, people looking after you. Can tell you that you need to know right now. Now, this is not going to be a silver bullet. I can guarantee you that. But
what do you mean by a silver bullet? It goes straight to the.
I mean, a silver bullet is like a silver bullet is when there's one answer for whatever the question might be, no matter what the question is. One answer
okay.
is all you need to know, and it'll solve the whole thing. And that's just not realistic, but. You know, I'm just saying, not you, but unfortunately, some people think that that's possible, Tara, and I'm sorry to say that it's not. Okay, well, hang on a second. Okay. Okay, good. So I took a few more cards. What it's saying, right, and this is crazy because I have two of the same decks, and the first card is sitting on the same type of card that's on the second deck. And this card is called Trapped in Fear. Trapped in Fear is not good. What you need to realize right now is that you're actually the one putting yourself in the fear, trapping yourself in the fear. Okay? That's number one.
Okay.
So we have to start there before we can look out, right?
Right.
This ain't my quote. But someone said, some famous guy, whoever he was, once said that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Which,
that was Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I kind of thought, but I didn't want to give someone a bad name, you know. So that's kind of where you're at right now. So another thing that I heard for you was don't make a mountain out of a molehill, okay? I'm not trying. Now, I know you got a little offended when I said that because I know it's bigger than that.
No, I'm not offended. I'm not offended. I am seeing if it actually pertains to me, and maybe it does. I'm not a sure of myself person. I've been through so many upheavals that it's taken away my certainty, my confidence. So I try to see if what I'm told applies. So I'm not offended, please. Don't think that.
It hasn't taken away your faith.
No, it hasn't.
I know that. And you're going to have a lot of luck coming your way. This is what I'm seeing. Get yourself out of that trapped in fear, okay? So look at ways how you do that to yourself. I don't know, but you need to look at that, okay? And so another AKA, you know, sometimes don't kind of sweat the small stuff. If somebody looks at you the wrong way, just try to let it pass, or, you know, just deal with a way to get yourself out of that box. You have to get out of that box. And then it's saying about 4 months. So if you can come up with a little strategy, I can't do that right now, but I could help you do that in the future to actually come up with a specific strategy. But this is saying it's only going to take about 4 months. And then the Destiny card comes up. And this card is amazing. It's also called Lady Luck. Okay? So there's going to be a lot of luck coming your way. It's a little far out. actually, hang on. Okay. Well, saying Ted, I'm thinking before the new year, possibly, but, and then the next card after that is the Hope card, which is one of the absolute top three in this deck. And this is what it says. Whatever you pray for, or whatever that you have been praying for, that it's been heard, people have been receiving it, and that inevitably you'll get it.
Amen.
That's what that card is. Inevitably. I can't give
Amen.
You a time frame. Inevitably it could be a long time, but so does that make
it's
sense?
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time. And if what I'm hoping for does occur, yeah, it will completely restore my faith, my confidence, and mm-hmm. everything else. Yeah, it definitely would.
You had a long 10 months. You've had a long, hard 10 months?
A long 10 years.
10 years, okay. Yeah, actually, I could have said years because it was a major arcana card, so I see that, yes. Well, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. And just hang on, okay? Then just
Thank
do whatever
you
you're doing
much.
With your faith. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate the reading, and I also appreciate David Clark. Thank you very much for leading us down the patient road.
Oh, thank you for being patient, Deanna. God bless, hon.
God bless you and everyone.
Thank you're the man,
you.
Dave.
Okay. Well, we've played music. We've had some periods of silent meditation. But I had faith you'd be in the studio tonight. So I'm grateful for that. Our next caller is Kanisha. And then after that, we have two callers that I haven't talked to. And that's where we're going to draw the line. Kanisha, you are live.
Hi. I'm just calling to see... if you saw any new job positions coming in before the end of the month for me.
Okay, hang on. Kanisha.
Yes.
Kanisha. Okay, I'm shuffling the cards, okay? But I want to say one thing, and I got that off of writing your name. I don't know what it is, but you make things hard for yourself. I don't just listen to what I'm saying. You don't have to like analyze or anything, okay? But just kind of put it in the back of your mind. When I heard job interview, and I wrote your first name, when I got to the very back of it, I had a hard time writing it. I'm like how much do I have to put down? How much do I have to press? How hard do I have to press? So, in other words, you don't really have to try so hard. Okay, especially at these job interviews and getting ready for them and stuff like that. And I don't know what that means, but that's what I see. Like you really, 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 really pressure yourself, I think it's saying. So maybe some ways to make your job interview process a little easier for yourself. Okay. Hold on. Take that one. Again, if I say no, that doesn't mean that it's no. I mean, you know, it just means the most likely outcome, but that can always change. Okay, hang on. Nice. Okay. I'm going to say 3 months. I feel confident saying 3 months, Kanisha. I see the memories of love from the previous job. Okay. And then whatever led you to the job that you're looking at now, there was a whole lot of intuition that went in with that. I don't know what it was about, but and you know you can do it. You know, like you're really qualified for it, and you can do it no problem. Now it might not be this job. All it's saying is that you're going to get reward and recognition. This would be someone who may be graduating. You know, I would ask them if they were a student, if they were younger, are you about to graduate, things like that. You're getting recognition. You might not get promoted, but you're going to be recognized. And that sounds pretty good to me. You know, you're going to get recognized for something. and this guy has a medallion over his neck and things like that. So, you know, so that's a very good sign. But this is saying 3 months. Could be a different job, but you are going to get recognized for something, and I don't know what it is. And it sounds good to me. I would go with 3 months.
A new job is coming in 3 months. Some of the
I think you're going to get recognized absolutely within 3 months. Like I said, you may have several resumes out there. You know, it might not be this one, but you're going to get recognized in 3 months unless someone plans on proposing to you. But that wasn't the question. It wasn't a relationship question, you see. Okay? That's what I see.
As far as, so I will be unemployed for 3 months?
Oh, it's possible. I hope I'm wrong. It's possible. That's what I see. It's saying it could be up to 3 months. Again, maybe it's not this job. It could be another one, but, you know, I could be wrong. It's only three cards. It's very difficult. It's talking about the general environment.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for hanging in there, Kanisha. Okay, good night.
I mean, I was actually happy. I was happy to see that when I seen it. I was like, oh, wow, great. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a really good sign. You don't, it could always be something different. So, and then you can always throw another card on top of that card as a clarifier and things like that. So, but, okay, let's do it.
Okay, I forgot Sharon. Here she is.
Thank you, David.
I know.
Welcome. Sorry.
I phoned up on accident. That's okay. David, you're a great host. You don't have to be sorry for anything.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. I appreciate it.
You really are. Okay.
You can come back next week.
It's
there you go.
Okay.
What's up, Sharon?
Mike, do you want me to just come out with a question?
Sure.
I am trying to change careers.
Don't shock me too bad, though.
I know. That is another career question. I'm trying to change careers, and I wonder, I'm interviewing, am I going to get an offer? Let's say, will I be in a career by the end of the year? I am working. I'm trying to change careers. Do you see me getting an offer?
I heard three questions in there.
Oh, sorry.
What was it? Yeah, I heard three. I'm like, is it about the job? Is it about so you're asking, let's do this again, just a little.
Yep, okay. Am I going to get an offer of an employment soon? How's that?
That's good, because I already know what card I'm looking for, you know, the partnership and alliances and things like that. So I'm already familiar, as I should be, with some of the cards. Pretty good answer. Well, I like seeing I've seen the previous one, because I know it's there and it's going to happen. So, hang on.
I've been interviewing, believe me.
Yeah. You know what? This wisdom guy just keeps on coming up. He has been a theme here all night long. Are you in? Oh, why? It's really, really good. Really good. Okay, let me tell you what I see. Excuse me. So we have this wisdom guy. You've been listening, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The whole thing I've been listening, yes.
Yeah, so this wisdom guy's back.
Hi.
He's really, really good. The feeling I have is that this is someone that helped you. Is this someone that helped you get into this job that you're applying for or you're waiting on the answer to?
I don't know. I'm interviewing. I haven't had an offer yet by any of the companies. So it could be any of them. You know what I'm saying? I have another interview Monday. So I don't know.
Do you have any kind of sure. But do you have any kind of personal connection in any way to any of them? In any way?
No. No personal connection. Okay. But I've sent more resumes out. Go on. No, just listen. No, I don't.
Okay.
No personal connection.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just someone I might say, hey, I might know her. But it's talking about this person of wisdom, you know, and that's the card, wisdom.
Okay.
You can look it up. It's in John Holland's Psychic Tarot. And it's talking about he's giving you the information that you're going to need for your patience and your planning. And we're talking about the retirement and all that kind of stuff. So we're talking long-term stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this is the great thing. You knew it when you went into it. you knew what you were going to come out of it with because you're extremely confident, overconfident, but it works pretty good for you. I can see that. And let me tell you why. Because this is a triumph card. So it's already saying at the end of the day, through one, two, by the end of, I look at the end of the day, at the end of the spread, because it's three cards, right?
Okay.
That you came in, you're very triumphant. You know, you came in, and the only thing you have to be careful about is, it's like you, no matter how well prepared someone is, if you get on the horse and you just charge in too fast, you can kind of fall off. So
right.
It's a very delicate situation, so you have to be aware of that, okay? And then what it brings is recognition, the same guy, reward and recognition. Yeah, I think so. And these none
you
of these other cards
happen.
Were...
Go on.
Well, none of these other cards were anywhere next to this card, which came up in the previous one, so that's how I know it's good. You know what I'm saying? If I had two cards and I was like, I got to reshuffle. So that's very good. Well, out of all of them, like I said, I can only say with confidently within the next 3 months, you're going to get reward. You're going to get recognition for what that you want or you've been applying for or waiting for. It could be less than that. This could mean that by 3 months from now, you could be in that position, happy, you know, feeling the reward and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of ways you can play it. But it's a good, let's just say it's a very good card.
Good. Oh, wonderful. So 3 months, I know what you're saying. Just timing's hard, but you said by the end of the year, you do really feel that I will have a new career.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And
I do too.
This is how
I'll tell you.
I'll let you go. But this is how I do it. If I think that something's going to happen in 2 weeks, I give it a month. I always double it. Always.
That's good. Perfect.
Do you want to say something?
I did get a new career, and it was in July, and it lasted for 4 weeks. The man started talking down to me, and I told him I didn't like it. I said, don't ever talk to me like that. He fired me the next day. It was a great job, great benefits. It was, but you know what? It wasn't meant to be. I didn't even cry over it because he was so – I was so angry. But that's what I'm trying to say. Hopefully this next one will be a winner.
You're a renegade. You're a renegade. You're a renegade. You're – Heidi Klum, she's a great clairvoyant, like world-renowned clairvoyant. She calls them trailblazers. People that do that, they're like, you know what? Because you have this feeling about you, like many other trailblazers, that no matter how tough things get, like I can get out of it, or I can pull myself out of it, I can handle it.
I know.
But it's something deeper than that. It's not just a hypothetical thing. It's you really feel it below in your soul, you know? Am I crazy or do you understand where I'm coming from?
I do. Yes. But I know this next one's going to be a keeper.
Nice. Yeah, you took a big risk. That's what I'm saying. You took a big risk. So.
I'll tell you what, I hope you can get your next caller. The person before me.
I wish the best for you.
The person before me, before they hired me, she lasted like 40 days, they said. She got up one day and never came back. I'm telling you, he was a very rude person. But you can get on to your next caller. You gave me great – I needed that this evening, that the job is coming. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. You're a lot tougher skin. You're a lot tougher skin than she was, so I think you'll be fine.
Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening. Thank you, David.
And I'm, congratulations
you.
On not settling in that other situation.
Oh, David. Thank you so
much. Check out my website.
You have a nice evening. Okay. Thanks.
All right. You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Take good care. God bless. All right, David. Here's what we have. We've got three callers left. Do you want to take them all or do you want to just take one or two?
No, we'll take three. It's up to you, David. It's your show.
Well, we can do it. I'm willing to go beyond since we got a late start, as long as that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Eric Code 917. What is your name, please? Hello, I'm talking to Eric Code 917. Are you muted?
I might have walked away.
Yeah, that could be. We'll come back to you. All right, let's try another one. Area code 856. You're live. What's your name, please?
Laura. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Thanks.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What can I help you with?
I would like to know, I'm looking at a house tomorrow, and I'm wondering if you see me being able to actually purchase and get into that home, or if you see me getting a different home somewhere down the road.
Okay, hang on. So this is what I heard. I'm looking at a house tomorrow. I want to know if I will be able to purchase will I purchase it, or should I look at the one down the road? So I heard like three questions there.
Well, answer all three then. whatever comes your way.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. You have three cards. You have three questions. I'll answer all three, and I can do it with three cards. Because three divided by three, you know, I can do it with one card for each one. How would you like to do that?
That sounds good.
Okay. All right, fine. So the first question is, you tell me what the first question is.
I'm looking at a house tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Is that the house I'm going to end up purchasing?
Is that the house that you're going to what?
I'm looking at it tomorrow with a realtor. And is that the house that I'll purchase?
That you'll purchase. Okay, that's what I was listening to. Let me tell you what happened. Oh, my God. Listen to this. This is crazy. Remember, I don't know if you've been listening, but I told you a story about the operation thing and the stitches that I've seen. Let me tell you what I've seen before that. The answer is going to be yes. If this lady has a fashion clash, like she's wearing clothing from like the 1970s, she had dark hair, right, really dark hair, long. She's like early 30s, and she has thick black eyebrows where her hair is black. The answer is going to be yes. I'm just telling you. Okay, so the one from, because I've seen that vision too, the one from tomorrow, you're not going to make a decision tomorrow. However, it could make a good home, because this is a sign for a good home. It's a firm foundation. It's very, very good to build a foundation for anything new, relationship or a home. So it has a very good possibility, but you're not going to, you don't quite know. It's not decided, I don't think, yet. What's the second question?
Is there a better home for me down the road that I should hold out for?
No.
Hmm.
No, because okay. That's deception. If you were to go further down the road, you would meet deception. So I'd say no. What's the third question?
My realtor doesn't have black eyebrows.
Oh, she does? Well, no, she doesn't. Okay, then it's not. This lady I seen sitting at a table, she was a realtor. And I'm thinking, how can you be a realtor and have such a fashion clash? It was really weird, but that's what I seen.
Maybe it's the owner of the home.
I don't know. Like early 30s. But if it is her, I really want to know. Okay, so this is the third question. Let's see if it makes these two make sense. That would be good.
Okay.
What was the third question?
Well, the third question was if there's another home that I should look at. Tell me.
I'm going to pull one more card. Okay, I'm going to put these all together. So what I think is, Yeah, there is another one, but I think that it's talking about really using the last bit of your spiritual strength to help pull you forward. Because right now, there's like a lot above your head. You got a lot of weight. You know, you're holding a lot of weight. I won't say as far as like you're feeling like you're holding the world or the weight of the world above your head, but, you know, symbolically, it's the same type of thing. So the point is, I think at the end of the day, you're going to figure out that it's really not going to be worth your worth to continue going. So long story short, I think odds are pretty good that you could end up in this house, this first one.
Okay.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. I like that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
If it works out, God, please call back.
Laura,
I will.
I'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
Thanks, David. I'll let you guys know.
Me too.
Okay,
me too.
Please do. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to try area code 561. And what is your name, please?
Hello, Stacy. Thank you both for taking my call.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, David. How are you? My question is similar to, I guess, Sharon's about a career. I'm at a temp job right now, and I was wondering if you know, how long you see that lasting, you know, or getting something else, mm-hmm. something along the lines of, you know, job.
Sure. Yeah, something a little bit more solid. Okay, hang on. You know, I have to switch it. I'm sorry, but I have to switch decks. I'm right in the middle of shuffling yellow. I'm like, no, you got to switch. You got to switch. So I'm doing a different deck. Good luck. I'll take that one. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm still looking. I'm still drawing cards. Okay. All right, this is what I see. First, I see the justice card. Are you looking into anything inside the justice field, like legal secretary or whatever? Anything to do with it?
Actually, that's what I went to school for, and I was hoping to find something like that.
Okay, good. Well,
I'm not in that now, though.
I know, because you decided not to use it, and you put your sword down, and you walked away.
Oh, no, I didn't. I tried looking for legal jobs, but they want bilingual. Even though I took Spanish in high school, I don't classify as bilingual. My mom speaks fluent Spanish.
But in other words, I don't like using the word give up. Let's just say that you stopped searching for that type of job. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Yes or no? Okay. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Listen, well, okay. Well, I got good news for you. So I can see you going back into that, okay? What this mm-hmm. is saying that no matter what happened before, no matter what the environment was, no matter what the situation was around you, and I know that there was a lot of stuff going on, it's saying it's time to pick your sword back up and get into the fight, because you could do really good if you wanted to go that route, okay? So you might have mm-hmm. to refresh, do whatever you got to do, maybe take a refresher course, I don't know. But it's an option. We're just talking about options. Three, you'll be there if you decide to, and I think you actually will. You know, there may be some bickering and things like that. The money won't be so good at first, but then it says that there actually will be, because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I actually have 6 cards out. But at the end of the day, and we're talking about like maybe a year down the road, that it could turn out pretty well. You could end up finding some steady stability in it. So I hope you would consider that, and that's what I see.
Oh, wow. But it won't be so far down the road finding it, because right now I'm here, and I know it's just temporary. I don't know how long it will last, but I would be hoping for the other thing to look in, because, you know, I tried medical offices to apply, but I didn't get them because I have experience mm-hmm. working in hospitals, but not doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you one thing. You're going to have a really, really solid decision within 5 months. You're going to have made the decision what you want to do, and you're going to do it, and it'll be within 5 months, probably more towards the end of 5 months, though. And I'm really good with times and dates, so I hope that
and
helps
me. It does. The one I'm at now, do you see that last in a few more weeks, or?
Yeah, I can't pull no more cards, though. What do we got, Dave? One more caller?
We've got one more caller.
Yeah, we have to get to.
I, Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll definitely, that really helped because I'll go back looking for law jobs again because I love that. That's the field I really want to. But, you
yeah.
know, I
so,
haven't done that in a while.
What?
And
okay,
yeah,
okay,
I've worked,
but listen. Hang
yeah.
on, hang on. But hang on. But listen to what you just said to yourself. You said, you know what? I really, really liked it when I was doing it, da-da-da, and you were saying a whole bunch of things, and then you threw the but in there. There is no but. Throw the buts out. The buts don't exist. Go after what you want, okay, and get it, period. Block all the other stuff out. Block out everything that might go wrong, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all a game. It's all a head game. So go and do it. Kick ass. Take names and come back and tell us about it. And
oh,
I'm serious.
I will. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Because, like, you know what I'm saying. I deserve to do more than what I'm doing an entry level job. You know,
yeah,
I want
exactly.
more of a career. You understand. And I've been settling
yep.
for this because, you know, there's been slim pickings out there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I appreciate
okay,
it.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Thank you and have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Stacy. And just to remind everybody, if you want to do a full tarot reading with David, you can reach him at frgreetings.net. So keep that in mind, folks. And we're going to go back to the caller we couldn't get a hold of before, see if they're available. And it's area code 917. Can you hear me? Area code 917.
I can get to my jelly beans a little earlier, Dave.
Yeah, I guess I can too. Well, Dave, let me ask you, do you have a calendar for next year by any chance?
September. No, but I can figure something out. I'm kind of creative. I'll write it on my wall. I'm good.
How about Thursday, February 1st?
Cool. Thursday. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll have David back then. And until then, I wish. Say that again?
I'm sorry. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no. That's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought it said January. I thought it was January 1st. I'm like the first day of the new year.
No.
But it's February.
Actually, I'm booked right through January. And I've got some people in February, but I've got the first open, and I thought of that for you.
Nice. All right, awesome.
Sound
I'll be
good?
There, Dave. Just send me a reminder, buddy. I won't let you down.
I will, and I so appreciate your time and your talent. And thank you to all the callers who were so patient tonight. God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night, David.